The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shkolim Dachvon. The Mishnah tells us, towards the second half of the Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Kesha'olu Yisrael min ha-Goyla, when Klai Yisrael came back up from Bavel, from the Goyla, the Goyla always refers to Bavel, when they came back in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Shekhtin Drachoynois, Chozru Lishkol Sloim, they started using a different coin, Chozru Lishkol Tivin, Bikshu Lishkol Dinar, like Kiblo Mehen. So, there was a change in the coin that was used for Machtzis HaShekel. The Shal is, what does that mean? The Machtzis HaShekel is something that is a fixed rate, is a fixed amount of money that he is required to give. What does that mean that they changed the coin? So you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, and the Rambam says, Mitzvosa Sheitim Machtzis Matbeya Shel Oiso Izman. What happened was, it's not that they changed how much a Yid is mechuyev to give, they changed, the coin changed, the standard Matbeya Hayoitze of that time changed. Because of that, the Chiv Machtzis HaShekel changed with it, a Chiddush. That's what the Rambam says. Machtzis Matbeya Shel Oiso Izman Afilu Godel Mishkal Hegdish. Ula Oilom. In a shekel, pachas mechatzis shekel, shehoyev bimei Moshe Benu. They never are mechuyev. They always have to give at least the smallish coin. The shekel was a smaller coin. A half of that was bimei Moshe Benu. You can never lower the amount of money less than the standard coin that was used bimei Moshe Benu. Shehu mishkolei, the Rambam then goes on to say how much it weighs, kuf samach soira. That's the way they measured in those days. They didn't have a precise way of measuring it. With scales, in exact measurement from measuring the weight of silver, they measured kifi the weight of certain soira particles. This is the Rambam. Moran HaGoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita wrote a sefer on Hilchos Shkolim where he quotes his uncle the Chaz Nish as asking on the Rambam, how are you supposed to know exactly which matbeya is the one that becomes mechuyev b'machtzis shekel? How did they know which matbeya? The Chaz Nish says that what they did was they used the biggest silver coin that was in use at that time. Why silver? We said in the previous year that the standard coin, as far as what's used for purchasing and not considered something which is purchased, is silver, not gold. So the fact that there were gold coins that were worth more is not mechayev in terms of standard currency, because it's not currency. It's peiris. It's something that's bought. But the largest silver coin that was yoitze, b'tivo, is considered the standard bearer of what the coin is, and the machtzis shekel will be half of that. Again, if the silver coin would become less, the Rambam says you would never be able to give less than the coin that was actually used by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was a smaller coin. Frek the Eilige Chaznish, the Pasuk in Nechemya, Nechemya, Sefer Ezra Nechemya, is the Chronicles of Klal Yisrael when they came back from the Goyla, the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. Nechemya says over there that the Nechemya describes, the Sefer describes a very large coin. It's clear that it was much bigger than any of the coins that we mentioned above. It was called Kantrin, a huge coin. It was a big silver coin. And the Shah says, why didn't they use that? One teretz that's given is that it wasn't the biggest silver coin that was used, that was the standard bearer for Machtzis HaShekel. It was the coin which is closest in weight and size to the coin that was used bimei Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what was used. Problem is that it seems clear in the Mishnah Behemshech that there was a period of time when there was a drachoin and a sela. Drachoin is much bigger than a sela, and still they used drachoinis. So obviously we don't use the coin that's closest in value, in size and weight, to the coin of Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself, after bringing the Chaz Nish, and he asked this question, the Lechayev, he said that they used the closest thing to Moshe Rabbeinu's shekel to determine what was the standard size of the Nesinas Mechza. Half of the coin that was either the biggest coin or the coin that was smaller but it was close in size to Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Chaim says no. Reb Chaim says that they used the coin that was Yosef Charev. Remember, we described in the previous year the fact that gold coins are coins. Vafilu hachi, when we have a transaction between gold coins and silver coins, gold for silver, or dollars for euro, or dollars for Swiss franc, whatever it is, the definition of the money is always that which is used in the most standard way. And the coin that's not usually used is not the standard. Dollars and shekels. In America, it's the dollar. In the Eretz Yisrael, it's the shekel. So that's where Reb Chaim Zolbezunstein says that the pshat is the coin that was Yosef Chorif, that's the currency. Everything else is not the currency. The Torah talks Machzor Shekel. The Torah means half the currency. The currency is by what people use, what's Yosef B'Charifus the most, what's most user-friendly. What's interesting is that let's say there were, we spoke about their Hafroshas Shekel B'Hakodesh in Bavel, in Europe, in America, what would they be mafish? If they're being mafish, the coin, which is half the coin used in Eretz Yisrael, it's not their coin. Is that called they were mafish a machtis a shekel, half of their coin? Sounds a little bit hard to believe. L'chari, one would have to say, Adarech HaPshah, that since the Pasuk says in machtis a shekel, ha'osho lo yabe v'adal lo yimayin, everybody has to give the same thing, so behechrach, they're going to have to shtozik tzu, to be mevatel themselves, the coin which is yoytze, in the place where the coins are niskabu. But that value of the coinage in Eretz Yisrael will have to be the kaveh for everything. This is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says. It's not 100% masbia. On the one hand, you have to use the standard coin, he says, but on the other hand, you're going to use that standard coin, which is Yoitze Bimadbea in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to use that even weird Bechlal, that's not the staple currency. At Kami, you say that the Chiyuv is Mitlatoli in the standard coin. To say the standard coin is all what the standard coin is in Yerushalayim is a bit difficult to understand. But L'chor, that's the way to read the Rambam. The Rambam, like we said, holds that they were Moisiv and Mamayit onto the coin, which was Yoytze. We just explained the Chazanish's Malach, Rambam Kanevsky's Malach. The Ravid in the Rambam, as well as the Ramban al HaTorah, the Rivivon and other Rishonim, Rivivon by us in the Mishnah and Shkolim, other Rishonim, hold something else. What they say is that when only a few Yidden came back, B'tchilas Vayesheni, so they were machmir to use a bigger coin to standardize as the shekel a bigger coin, because then they would get more revenues. There were very few Yidden there all the time. They wanted to build the base of Mikdash. So they were mechayiv a bigger coin. That was Chazal's decision. Not Shneur, not really able to decide. They used the bigger coin in order to up the revenues, in order that there should be enough money to come on this. But I got that there were millions of Yidden Eretz Yisrael. It was a process that took some time. When there was millions of Yidden Eretz Yisrael, and there was really no need to give a bigger donation, so they lessened the coin. This is as I stated in Rav Yidden Adar Rishon. That means that it's not the pshat, it's an arbitrary based on how big the coinage is. There's a standard size of Machzor Shekel, and sometimes Chazal and Mechayvi to give more because they understood that that's what was necessary kifi hazman. The Chazanish just points out that there's a Mishnah later on that's problematic. It says, according to the Ravid, there's a Mishnah in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Shkolim ein lehem kitzva like Chatos. Shkolim doesn't have a standard amount like Chatos. We understand that according to the Ravid, it's mamish fluctuates. Depending on what the Chazal, what the Gdolei Ador felt was necessary mitzvah, the revenues of the Beis HaMikdash, that means it goes up and down. Elam Kitzu, according to the Rambam, it's always Kotzuv Kumat Be'ayotze. There's no fluctuation in what you're supposed to give. You're supposed to give always half the coin, which is Yotze, the coin which is most Yotze. So what's this Ein Lehem Kitzvah? What's not Kitzvah? Because it's totally in, always in the standard coin. Sometimes the standard coin will be this. You'll give this. Sometimes the standard coin will be something else. You'll do something else. But the idea behind it, behind the standard coin, is certainly a certain Kitzvah. Has a certain, it's not an arbitrary number that goes up and down. It's a certain Gvul. So why is that called Ein Lehem Kitzvah? In a similar vein we discussed in the previous year, we'll just chaz over the basic idea. Imagine, let's say there was everybody in the town signed with a kinyan, they signed a shtar, that they're all going to support the whatever institutions are around town, be it the cheder, be it the mikveh, with a donation of $100 a month. And then things go up in value, things go down in value, some things shoot up, and what used to be covered by $100 is no longer the case. Everybody was mechayev themselves for $100, but now the chizkayvus is lechayev to cover a certain level of functioning. Now that $100 a month is not relevant, doesn't cover that amount of things to do. Anything the other way. So we describe that the process of being mechayev a certain amount of money is really that the money stays put. The money stays at its value. It's only things that go up and down. So the chizkayvus, you wouldn't be able to force them to give more. You would not be able to force them to give more money. This is a similar idea to what we're discussing, that the Machtz HaShekel was a special chiddush that they were able to make a bigger coin, make a smaller coin, because things were fluctuating. That already is a chiddush that you have only by the din of Machtz HaShekel, but not by normal scribes. In normal scribes, the Mechuyev would be only the currency that was Mechuyev already.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.